There are surprises in politics and there are surprises in law. You know, one of my favorite stories from the Bible is David and Goliath, and I think that's perhaps a better parallel than the mouse that roared. You remember who won the battle against Goliath? It was David, the little guy. So, you know, we felt this was a remarkable initiative. You know, the Marshall Islands could have just said, well, it's all too big for us, and we're trying to clear up our country after years and years of radioactive contamination and trying to get people back to the islands. They could have concentrated on their own situation. But I think they had a bigger vision. And, you know, I think it's to their credit that they've decided to take this case, you know, to the International Court of Justice and also to the U.S. Federal District Court to try and bring the big guys to book. And, you know, it's a long process, nuclear disarmament. There have been many initiatives over many decades, and we're not there yet. But the world is still facing the prospect of nuclear annihilation. There are 16,000 nuclear weapons still available to be used in acts of war or even in accidents. So this is a very important initiative, and we felt that nominating them for the Nobel Peace Prize was the best way to bring international attention to the case.
Tony de Broome himself, from a minister from a small group of islands in the North Pacific, I suspect many people in Europe would not know of Marshall Islands' existence, never mind know where it is. But he's become an international figure, campaigning not just on this front, but on the climate change front as well. I mean, is that part of the reason that attracted you to nominate him and his team? Because it's a small guy standing up against the big guys.
Well, that's right. That's exactly my point. However, our nomination doesn't refer to climate change. This is specifically focused on nuclear disarmament, nuclear weapons. We're well aware of the threat to the Marshall Islands and to many other island communities from rising sea levels relating to climate change. That is another and equally serious problem facing humanity. And again, it's the small nations that are having to bear the brunt. So we make the distinction between the two issues, but in our own minds, of course, they are linked.
And is this also to some degree about rattling the cages of the larger nations and encouraging others to take a look at what Marshall Islands is doing and perhaps jump on board, give them some support to drive this matter forward through the courts?
Exactly. And they have, of course, called for support from other nations. Some other countries have joined the legal case, but it's being fronted by the Marshall Islands. And I think in media terms, it's actually rather good because, as I said, the David versus Goliath aspect does attract attention. Tony is a passionate speaker and an impressive human being, I think we could say. I'm sorry that he wasn't, you know, re-elected, but we're nominating him anyway because he's the man who's driven forward this initiative.
Just to pick up on that point, the fact that he has lost his seat in Parliament and is no longer Foreign Minister in Marshall Islands, I mean, in essence, does that matter if the whole thing fades away now? Has he still stamped his mark by at least having a go?
Well, I don't think it's faded away because of his failure to be re-elected. As I understand it, the government is happy that he continues to lead the legal team and to lead this case as a kind of Foreign Minister emeritus, you could say. We will see about the merits of the case. We'll see how the judges handle this. We'll see how the nine nuclear-armed nations try to fight back. But, you know, they have signed treaties that oblige them to negotiate, and they're not negotiating, and they haven't done so for decades. So there really is a case to answer, and we think this is one of the most promising avenues. It's not the only avenue. Of course, there needs to be negotiations for conventions and treaties. Then there is a scope for national measures. For example, if the British government was to refuse to renew Trident, that would be an extraordinary step forward, but that could be a unilateral measure. So it's not as if this is a panacea for the whole nuclear problem, but we think it's the most promising international effort, and it does put the spotlight on the legal aspect, because it's not possible to use these weapons in any legal way.